USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump tells ICE agents to stand down and not deport illegal aliens in 10 different cities today, including Atlanta, New Orleans, and San Francisco. Instead, the president using this as an opportunity to negotiate. On Twitter, he gives Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill 2 weeks to come up with a plan to deal with this decades-old illegal immigrant and asylum problem. And then, if there's no solution proposed in 2 weeks, the president says illegals will be deported.
These are people that came into the country illegally. They've been served. They've gone through a process.
It's a high-level meeting. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton in Jerusalem meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about Iran, saying there has been an escalation of terror. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
Expanding now on one of our top stories about Iran, we are now hearing from John Bolton and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who hold a joint news conference in Jerusalem.
Neither Iran nor any other hostile actor should mistake U.S. prudence and discretion for weakness.
Bolton in Jerusalem meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about Iran, saying there has been an escalation of terror, but President Trump will not be responding with airstrikes after Iran shoots down a U.S. drone earlier in the week.
The president said, "I just stopped the strike from going forward at this time."
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu telling reporters,
"We in Israel saw Iran's aggression in their increased efforts to establish Iranian military bases in Syria, in their increased efforts to provide sophisticated weapons to Hezbollah, and their increased financial support for terror proxies like Hezbollah, Hamas, and Palestinian Islamic Jihad."
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The Supreme Court winding down the session this week before the justices head out for summer break. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with a preview now from Washington, D.C. of the docket.
12 cases argued between November and April remain to be decided. Two of them politically charged issues. One, whether to rein in political line drawing for partisan gain, and one on whether to allow a citizenship question on the 2020 census. Both decisions could affect the distribution of political power for the next decade. Justices may decide as early as Monday whether they'll add to their election year calendar a test of President Trump's efforts to end an Obama-era program that shields young immigrants from deportation. DACA, the court's new term, starts in October. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In other news, who will be the next Secretary of Defense?
The president says he'll formally nominate current Army Secretary Mark Esper to be the new Secretary of Defense. This comes only a few days after the abrupt resignation of Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan. I'm Wendy King.
Meanwhile, the State Department releasing its annual International Religious Freedom Report. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Over the years, the State Department's annual report on religious freedom has proven to be critical for the shaping of U.S. policy and priorities when dealing with other countries. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo:
"Given our own great freedoms, it's a distinctly American responsibility to stand up for faith in every nation's public square."
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.